From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A Humboldt County jury has convicted John Anthony Vella of two counts of possession of a firearm by a felon and possession of ammunition by a felon. The case began on September 17th last year, a traffic stop by Eureka Police in the parking lot of the Bayshore Mall. After a passenger fled from the vehicle during the traffic stop, an officer conducted a search of Vella's truck that revealed two loaded firearms. The vehicle's glove box contained ammunition for a revolver. Additional evidence linked the firearms to Vella. At the time of the incident, Vella was on parole with the California State Department of Corrections following his release from prison in 2016. He'd been there since 1995. Sentencing is scheduled for November 20th. A person's been arrested in connection with a fire Sunday at the Intermodal Transit Facility, 925 E Street. It was determined that an unknown suspect had lit someone's personal property on fire that had been leaning up against the building. An investigator viewed video surveillance, and Arcata resident 28-year-old Brandon Childers was identified as a suspect. At about 3:50 p.m. on the 22nd, officers were dispatched to ITF on the report that he was back at the scene of the fire. Childers located a short distance away, taken into custody, and charged with arson. A woman being arraigned in a Humboldt County Superior Courtroom bolted once it was over on Tuesday. 36-year-old Amber Adams had just completed her arraignment in Courtroom 3. She fled from the courtroom into a public hallway. Two sheriff's deputies quickly contacted Adams there and took her back into custody. In addition to her booking charges of felony vandalism, resisting arrest, trespassing, and possession of a controlled substance, Adams is being charged with attempted escape from custody. Well, the official grand opening and celebration of Open Doors' new state-of-the-art health center in Fortuna is happening on Friday, 4 p.m. at the health center, 3750 Ronerville Road. The 32,000-square-foot outpatient medical and dental facility opened its doors in September. With the recruitment of additional medical staff, the Fortuna Community Health Center is now ready to accept new patients. Each specially designed pod housing several primary care providers, physicians, family nurses, and the like, and their support team consisting of an RN, a behavioral health professional, and medical assistants. Students at HSU who want to cast a provisional ballot can get a ride to the polls November 6th from the North Coast People's Alliance and its voter van. The provisional ballot gives those who missed the October 22nd voter registration deadline a way to vote. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.